This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. And the U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They won after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty, but that requirement became less impactful when Congress reduced the penalty to 0 years ago. Iranians begin voting earlier today in the presidential election that's tipped in favor of the hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khomeini barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. State-linked opinion, polling, and analysts have put hardline Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police used a sweeping national security law Thursday to arrest five editors and executives of a pro-democracy newspaper on charges of colluding with foreign powers, the first time the legislation has been used against the media. The newspaper, the Apple Daily, said in a statement the move left it speechless, but vowed to continue its reporting and even invited some media to watch Friday's edition roll off the press, a show of its commitment to continuing its work. A tropical storm warning has been issued for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as a potential tropical cyclone is bearing down on the Gulf Coast area of the United States. Additionally, the number of Americans applying for unemployment, the jobless rate here in the U.S., rose last week for the first time since April. This, according to the Labor Department, unemployment claims rose 37,000 from last week to 42,000. In other news, former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast on Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election, sparking months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crimes charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he had spent the past 2 years. It's not immediately known whether the 76-year-old ex-president will re-enter politics. And Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.